This is root session 5. And we're holding in Perigale Pasuk Yutet. Vatelachno shetehem ad bo'ona bed lechem. Vayhi ke bo'ona bed lechem. Vatehom kol ha'ir alehen. Vatomarno hazod Naomi. So Ruth and Naomi, or Naomi and Ruth, are coming back. Naomi tried to convince Ruth not to come back with her, but rather go away, go back to her family. And Ruth said no, because I want to become a Gioret, I want to join your nation, therefore I'm coming back with you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I'm going to follow. And Naomi finally saw that Ruth is serious and she's genuine, and therefore she stopped convincing her otherwise, and therefore now Ruth is joining Naomi. Both of them went ad bo'ana Bethlehem, till they came to Bethlehem. And find when they came to Bethlehem, but the home kolayir and the whole city became surprised. Bethlehem is more of a surprise; they got shocked. But the home kolayir alehem, it became a whole commotion about them in the city. But Tomano, and they said, "Hazod Naomi, this is Naomi, this is Naomi." Let me read to the end of the parak, and then we'll come back. She said to them, "Al tikran ani Naomi, do not call me Naomi. Keren ali Mara, call me Mara. Mara is lashon of bitterness. Ki hemar shaddai li meod, because Hashem made me bitter very much. Chaval evani meleo halachti, I went full. Verekam eshivani Hashem, and Hashem returned me empty. Lama tikran ali Naomi, why are you calling me Naomi? Hashem anabi, Hashem has testified on me. Lashon al lo ta'ane bereacha et sheker, et shoker. Hashem has testified on me. Leshakai herali, and Hashem did bad to me. Batosh of Naomi, and Naomi returned the root. Hamoavia kalata ima. Naomi and Ruth Hamoavia, her daughter-in-law, with her, they returned. Hashava misedei Moav, that they were coming back from the fields of Moav. Vehema bohu Bethlehem betchilat kitzir seorim, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of kitzir seorim, the harvest of barley. Okay, so let's go back to Pasuk Yutet, do it with Rashi, as we do, and we'll speak out what we have to speak out. So Pasuk Yutet is Vatelachno Shetehem Ad Bo'ana Bethlehem. Two of them came till they came Bethlehem. Vayhi ke Bo'ana Bethlehem, and they came back to Bethlehem, Vatehom Kol Ha'ir, the whole city became surprised, became shocked, became a whole commotion about them on Alehem. Batumano, and they said, Hazod Naomi, this is Naomi. Rashi says, Batelachno Shetehem, Amar Rabbi Abou. Rabbi Abou said, Bo ure, kama chavivim agilim tina kodosh baruchu. How beloved are the ger people, the gerim, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivan she not da'at aleid gayer, once she fully decided to become a Gioret, Hishva Ota HaKatuv LeNaomi. The Pasuk compares her to Naomi. Because before, every time it said Naomi, and Ruth was sort of tagging along. Here it says, Vatelachno Shetehem. They both went. Both went means they both went together. They both went shoulder to shoulder. So that means they're equal. What does that mean? They went shoulder to shoulder. What's wrong with
that? She was doing mitzvah for many years already.
Doesn't matter. That's what it says. Kama chavivim agerim v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How beloved are the Gerim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Pasuk puts her together the same category as Naomi. Fatahum kol ha'ir, and the whole city started talking. Rashi says, Na'asid homiya kol ha'ir kula. The whole city, the whole city. The Pasuk says, kol ha'ir, the whole city. Literally, the whole city. Became a whole commotion. Nitkabetsu likvor. So where were they coming from? Nitkabetsu likvor ishto shel Boaz, shemeta bo bayom. They all had gathered to bury the wife of Boaz, who died on that day. Rashi is bothered that the whole city did not see them in one shot. City, we're not talking about 10, 15 people. We're talking about the whole city. So how could you tell me the whole city became a commotion? It takes time for the news to spread through the city and for the whole city to become surprised. Mashma, that the whole city were one place, and as she came in, everybody saw her. And therefore, it became commotions of the whole city. So therefore, Chazal say that that was the day that Eshet Boaz, the wife of Boaz, had passed away. And the whole city was there. They were had gone to funeral. And they saw her. One more, Rashi. They said, Hazod Naomi, this is Naomi. So Rashi over here points out, He Nekuda Chataf. There are two types of Nekudot when it comes on the He, the beginning of the word. You either have the hey, usually hey means the. It's called hey idea, the. Every time you have a hey in the beginning of the word, that means the. It either has a patach, a, or has kamat, a. Ha'ir, the city. Ha'isha, right? The woman. Or if you have ha, Haben, right? Haben means the son. Habat, the daughter. So it's either ha or ha. When you have chataf, if you look at the nekuda that's on the letter that says hazot, here the patach, the a, has a sheva right before it. Sheva is the two dots, one on top of another, right? Sheva before it. What the sheva's job over here is that it cuts the patach, the a, to half. Instead of a, it becomes a short a. That's what's called chataf. Chataf means cut short. Chatuf means something that's cut short. So hazod Naomi is not hazod Naomi, is hazod Naomi, hazod ha ha ha. So Rashi says every time you have a hey in the beginning of the word, nekuda chataf, back to Rashi, such a hay that has a chataf, which means there is a patach a, and it has the sheva right before it, a short patach, is a question mark. Is a hay that is coming as a temiya, as a question. Hazod Naomi, vi is this Naomi?
So it's not the Naomi.
Right. So Hazod Naomi, so what's the question? Hazod Naomi Sheregila Laset Besavim Uva Peradim. This is Naomi who used to always be riding animals. Savim and Peradim are different animals. Now she's walking on her feet. Hazod Naomi Sheregila Laset Besavim Uva Peradim. You know she's walking back. Chazite Ma'altala. You see what happened to her? Because she went out of Eretz Israel, so this is what happened to her. So as I mentioned before, that the reason that the whole city was gathered, Chazal are bothered, how could you have the whole city in one place? So that's why Chazal said that that was the day that Boaz passed away, and everybody came to do Gemilut Chesed with his wife, that is, to do a burial ceremony. And in that moment, Ruth and Naomi walked in. So Chazal say in Lashon, Nimtza zo yotzet vezo nichneset. This one leaves and this one enters. Who leaves? The wife of Boaz. Who enters? Future wife of Boaz. So one wife left right? The other supposed or the one who's supposed to become his wife entered. So the Mefarshim speak out that that the what the Chazan what the Megillah what the Megillah's root over here is trying to point out is that it was all min hashamayim that it worked out that exactly on the day that they're coming in or their the day of their entrance happened to be falling on the day that Eshet Boaz passed away. It's all min hashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to work things out because it's of whatever the master plan is. So the Megillah is hinting to it. That's why Megillah had to say Vatahom Kol Ha'ir, the whole city. He could have said Vatahom Ha'ir. Why Kol Ha'ir? To hint out that the whole city were together. Why were they together? Because there was an event taking place. How do we know that event that was taking place was that the wife of Boaz passed away? Chazal knew it. And the hint is, Chazal knew it because of Torah Shabbat Peh. Hint is that the same day that she passed away is when they came in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working out the whole situation.
He was the Rosh Hashiva of the city, Boaz?
Boaz was the Dayan. He was the Shofet. So that's when, that is what people's reaction was to Naomi. So Naomi tells them, we're gonna do next two Pesukim together. Naomi tells them, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. Because Hashem, because Shakai, Hemali Meot. Right? Made me bitter very much. Ani Mele'ah Halachti, I went full. Verekam Shivani Hashem, and Hashem returned me empty. So why are you calling me Naomi if Hashem has testified against me? The Shakai Herali. So here we have two things. We have Hashem's name being portrayed in two different versions. We have Yudke Vavke and we have Shakai. What's the difference between Yudke Vavke and Shakai?
Rachamim.
Yudke Vavke is Midat HaRachamim. Midat HaRachamim is Midat HaChesed that Hashem has. What is Shakai?
Justice.
Okay, so no, Shakai is not exactly justice. Shakai is that the Gemara says why is Shakai called Shakai? Right? She'amar le'olamo dai. She'amar le'olamo dai means HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a limit on the world. Put a limit on the world means that there is a situation that Hashem lets the world run on a natural setup that He has set it up. Meaning, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He set up the world on two hanhagas. One hanhaga is hanhagat teva. Hanhagat teva is that Hashem set up rules and laws based on which the world runs. So that's how things happen. There are, you know, rules and laws. And the rules and laws are that if a person is born at a certain time of the day or a certain day of the year, that person would have certain characteristics. Like Chazal say, a person was born in Ma'adim, Mazal of Ma'adim, a person was born at the time that the Mars has some kind of a power over the earth, the child who's born in that moment would have a tendency to blood. Because Mars Ma'adim is a planet that brings in the certain hashpa on the world. That's why it's created like that, and that's why it's reddish, to bring that certain hashpa on the world. And then hashpa would make the child have these kind of tendencies. That is the natural setup that Hashem made in the world. The same way when you plant wheat grows, barley doesn't grow. So too, there are rules that Hashem put in the world. This is how the world is moving forward. Shem Shakai is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the rules of Teva. That's Shem Shakai. Because She'amar le'olam odai, Olam is the Derech HaOlam, the Derech HaTeva. Shakai is she'amar le'olamoda. It doesn't have to be that situation. I will change it. So every time the hanhaga needs to change from the hanhaga of teva to a certain different hanhaga that Hashem wants to do it, that is Shem Shakai's use. So here she says, I went full, and I'm sorry, Pasuk Chaf. She says, Hemar Shaddai li Meot. Shakai made bitter for me very much. I went full. Hashem returned me empty. Why are you calling me Naomi if Hashem testified against me? V'shakai herali. And Shakai made bad for me. So the first pasuk says, Shakai made it bitter for me. Here it says, Shakai made it bad for me. So when it comes to making bitter, making bad, the pasuk uses Shem Shakai. When it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me back empty, and he testified against me, she's using Shem Yud Kevavke. So what's going on over here? So let's see Rashi before we get into the Midrashim on this. Rashi says, Mela alachti, I went full. What does full mean? Be'osher ubanim. I had wealth and I had children. I was full, loaded. Davar acher, shaitom me'uberet. I went full, which means my body was also full. That means I had a baby in my stomach. She was pregnant. So that means, according to the last Peshad, not only did she lose her wealth and her children, that we know it happened, she also had a miscarriage. Anabi, Hashem, Anabi, he'id alai, Hashem testified on me, shehir sha'ati lefanav, that I did bad before him. Davar acher, Anabi midad adin, because the Ana Gion Israel over here, like, the Ana means, he acted against me. So, before we get to the second Peshat of Rashi, let's see, on the first Peshat. So, Anabi Heid Alay Sheir Shati Lefanav. Naomi is saying like this, that, you see, the reason that I was wealthy, the reason that I had children, the reason that everything was going good, was because I was good. I was a good person. We were doing good. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midat HaRachamim, testified that I messed up, if not only Midat HaDin says that somebody messed up, even Midat HaRachamim is masking that a person is really messed up, that situation, not only that the good things that was being given to a person as bonus will be taken away, even the things that were decreed from the beginning.
Basically, Hashem throws the book at you.
Even the things that were decreed from the beginning, at the inception of the fetus, that this fetus should be like this and like that and like that, even those are taken away. In other words, Gemara says that when a zera is incepted, the malach comes and takes that zera and takes it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they decree this is going to be ashir, it's going to be ani, it's going to be a chacham, it's going to be a tipish, it's going to be successful, not going to be successful. Everything they're going to decide about that fetus, except whether it's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, that is a person's own choice. So that means a teva of this child is that this, by bederech teva, this child is going to be a rich guy. This child is going to be a successful person. So Naomi says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem, Midat HaRachamim, testifies, in case the things get so bad, that not only Midat HaDin, but even Midat HaRachamim, says that a person has turned Rasha, in that situation, it could affect even the derech hateva of a person's life.
Permanently?
That's what she was saying. Unless the person, that's the shuva. Once the person, that's the shuva, things could come back. But it's saying, you know, it can't, it's not, once, you know, once they decree that this guy is going to be rich, no matter how Russia is going to be, he'll always be rich. Because it was decreed from the beginning. No, but there is Shem Shakai that could change the pre-set up situations. So when it's Hashem Anab, even Hashem Yutkevavke testified against me, Shakai Herali, because of that, Shem Shakai would go into effect and then would make it bitter, would make it bad. Something that was supposed to be good, don't make it bad. Right? This is the Gemara says in the Mashal, Gemara says the same thing, similar thing. Gemara says that a person who is Menabel Piv, a person who says Nivulpeh are the words that are dirty. Dirty words. Dirty words means words that basically refer to arayot, things that are shameful for people to speak. If a person says that, it's called nivulpeh. Afilu gezardin shel 70 shana letovah. Even if he had a gezardin for 70 years letov, they're going to change it to bad. What's the lashon of Chazal that the gezardin of good for 70 years would turn to bad? Because 70 years is the 70 years life of a person. Right? General life of a person is 70 years. He mentioned Otenu, Bahem Shivim Shana. Right? So, which means from the inception, Gezerah of 70 years, which is at the time of inception, which is the beginning of the life of a person, there was a Gezardin Letov, that this guy is going to be successful, he's going to be happy, he's going to be, whatever it is. A person who's Menabel Piv, that is one of the things that could go back and change the regular, the good psak from the beginning to bad. That's Hashem Shakai.
Also, the Hashem Rabba could undo this.
Exactly. So there are things that could switch it back and forth. That is Hashem Shakai. Hashem Shakai also does it in a good way. Right? There's a Yerushalayim that we say at the end of Tehillat Shofar, that if there is, after, at the end, at the very end, that if there was a Gezerah, somehow Chas V'Shalom, whatever Gezerah, that was on the Tzibur, right, because of the Me'agolot that we say, Hashem should use Shem Shakai to change those Gezerot. Right? That means even if Al-Pi Derech HaTeva there was a Gezerot on people. Right? Hashem should change the Teva. Change the Mazal from whatever it was to something else. That's Hashem Shakai which changes the Mazalot. So that's why you have different names over here in this Pasuk. So far, so good. Now, there's a beautiful word from Malbim that explains this whole Mahalach. They came to her and they said, "This is Naomi." So Naomi says to them, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara." And then she repeats again, "Why you call me Naomi if Hashem made it bitter for me?" What is she saying? So one thing she's saying is good for this. When they named the child Naomi, why did they name the child Naomi?
She was wonderful.
Because that was the essence. That was the essence of this baby. It was supposed to be Naomi. So Naomi says, if Shakai changed it from the very beginning, that means my parents would not have named me Naomi. Because they got a Ruach HaKodesh to name me Naomi based on my essence, which was going to be good. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shakai, changed the whole thing around from the beginning, so then I wouldn't have been Naomi, I would have been Mara.
That's Shani changing names?
Well, no, here they didn't change her name really. But this is what she perceives, this is what she thinks. It's not in reality, that's not true. From the fact that you see the Megillah continues, Naomi, from the fact that you see how things turn good, this is what she thought. She thought that if she lost all these things, must be that all the good things from the beginning had turned to bad. So in that situation, her name should have also been changed. So that's why she says, "Why you call me this name? This is not my name anymore." You know, not only my name anymore. From the beginning, this would not have been, should not have been my name. اوکی پاسو خوابت بعدا شوف نعومی به رود معاویا کلاتا امام she returned with رود معاویا کلاتا with her who was coming from who was returning from سده معاف فهما and they came بد لخم بتخیلات کتیر سهوریم beginning of the harvest of barley. So Rashi says the beginning of Ketzir Seorim Beketzirat HaOmer HaKatum Medaber. The pasuk is talking about Ketzirat HaOmer. That means they came back Pesach time. That is when they were gonna they're going to harvest Omer. So that is when they were coming back. Okay, so this basically concludes the first parak. In other words, the first parak focuses on the fact that whatever, it was a famine and they left and all those things happened and they came back. So now they came back. And by the way, these parakim are put together by the goyim, so it's not an indication of anything.
Why we follow it?
Huh?
Why we follow
it? I don't know. Once they became a part of the their chachamim, we don't follow it. We don't go based on the parakim, but that's the numbering system that we have, so that's what we're using. But it's not an indication that something, you know, is a major break. Ul Naomi, so let's get the picture in the second paragraph over here, see what's going on. Ul Naomi Muda. Naomi had a relative, Muda Leisha, a relative to her husband, Ish Gibor Chayil, someone who was literally means a warrior, right? Gibor Chayil, Mimishpachat Elimelech, from the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz, right? He was a Gibor Chayil. Batomer, he was strong in the army, so means like a warrior type. You have to see why that name was given to him. Batomer Ruda Moaviyah El Naomi, and Ruda Moaviyah said to Naomi. Over here, all of a sudden, she becomes Ruta Moavia. And we had it, you know, before also Ruta Moavia. They have sometimes we have Rut and Ruta Moavia. This Moavia keeps coming up. Vatome Ruta Moavia El Naomi. El Chana. I should go now, Hasade, to the field. Va'alaketa Bashibolim. And I'm going to collect from the clusters, which means the harvesters are harvesting, and halacha is that if one or two branches fall off their hand, they are not allowed to pick it up. So I should go there and I pick up after them. They should leave it for the aniyim, leket, it's called. I should pick up the leket, bashibolim. In other words, I'm going to go like a beggar, I'm going to go like a poor man, and collect after the harvest people. Right? Achar asher emtzachen be'enav, after whoever would find favor in his eyes, which means whoever wants to do me a favor and let me collect in his field. But Omer la, and she said to her, Lechi biti, go my daughter. Okay? Lechi biti, go my daughter. Not just plain Lechi, Lechi biti. Batelech, and she went, Batavo, and she came. She went and she came. Batelaket basade, and she collected in the field. She went and she came and she collected in the field. Achare hakotzim, after the people who were harvesting, vayiker mikreha, and it happened, her happening, chelkat hasade leboaz, that means she ended up by chance, so to speak, to come to the portion of the field that belonged to Boaz. Asher mevishpachad Elimelech, the same Boaz who was from the family of Elimelech. I thought we just said that two pesukim ago. So the Megillah thinks that we forgot. We have to repeat it again. So lehine Boaz ba mibedechem, and behold means every time we say behold means it's like a surprise, something, wow, oh really, you know, it's like you don't expect it. Behine Boaz ba mibedlechem. Boaz came from Bethlehem. He was in Bethlehem. He came to the field. Bayomer lachotzrim, and he said to the harvesters, Hashem imachem. Hashem should be with you. Which means gave him shalom aleichem. Bayomer lo, and they said to him, Yevarecha Hashem. Hashem should bless you. So why do we need to know over here all of a sudden that he said Shalom Aleichem to them and they answered like Shalom Aleichem to him? From here the Gemara learns in Berachot that you're allowed to use Hashem's name when you say Shalom Aleichem.
So you walk in, you can say Adonai Malchem?
Yes, that's what they did. When you're leaving, what do you say? Choda Hafez. Right? You're allowed to do so. You say that. You could say that. So from there we learn that you could say Shalom Aleichem with Hashem's name. The Shalom is also Hashem's name. So that's what Gemara learns. So Bayomer Boaz ben Aharon, I'm sorry, he says to them Hashem Imachem, they say Baruch Hashem. Bayomer Boaz ben Aharon, then Boaz says to his servant, Hanitzav al HaKotzim, the one who's in charge of the harvesters. That means he's what do they call him? Foreman. He says to him, Lemi ha-na'aro azot, who does this young lad, young girl, belong to? Vayan, and he answered, Hanar, that young boy, and it's about a kotzim, the one who's in charge of the kotzim. Vayomar, he said, Na'aro Moavia, she's a Na'aro Moavia, right? She's a young girl from Moav. Hashavaim Naomi, who returned with Naomi, Mr. Moav. Matomer, and she said, which means Ruth, this girl, said to me, she said, Alaketana, I should collect now, please. Ve'asafti ba'umarim, and I would gather bundles, acharei ha-kotzrim, after the harvesters. Va'tavo va'ta'amod, and she came and she stood, me'az ha-boker va'ata, from then in the morning, till now, we don't know when now is. Zeh shifta ha-bayit me'at, what she's going to take home, is whatever she collected, right? Is a little bit that she collected, from the morning till now. What she collected is this little bit. That's what the pasuk says. There are a lot of questions on this. Okay, let's just get the picture. Vayomer Boaz el Ruth. Boaz walks over to Ruth and he says to her, "Hello, Shamaat Biti. Listen, my daughter. Al telchi lekol basadeh acher. Don't go to other people's fields. V'gam lo ta'avori mize, and do not and stay here. Meaning, don't go other places, and you don't have to leave us either. You could stay with us." Do not leave our field. Stick to my na'arotai, to my girls who are working here. Not na'arai, na'arotai. I guess they had some girls working in the field too. Stick with the girls over here. Let your eyes be on the field that they're harvesting. Pay attention to the harvest. V'halacht achareihen, go after them, achareihen, the girls. Not achareihem, the boys. Achareihen, it's nekeva. Go after the girls. Halo tziviti et ha-ne'arim, isn't it that I commanded the boys, levilti nogech, not to touch you. Meaning, you're safe over here, don't worry, nobody's going to touch you. V'tzamit, if you get thirsty, V'halach der akelim, go to the vessels. V'shatit and drink, don't worry. Me'asher yish'avun ha-ne'arim, from the same water that the boys, the men, drink. Which means make yourself at home. V'atipol al-paneha, and she fell down to her face. V'atishtach u'arsa, and she bowed down to him. On the floor, means she gave him kavod v'atomer, and she said, Elav, madu amotzatichen be'enecha. Wow, why did I find favors in your eyes? Why are you doing me such a favor? Lehakireni, to recognize me or to show some favor to me. Va'anochi nochriya, I'm a stranger here. Vayan Boaz vayomerla, he answered and said to her, Huged li, kol asher asid et chamotech. It was known to me, it was said to me, I was informed, all the things that you did with your mother-in-law. Acharei mot ishech, after your husband died. V'ta'azvi avich ve'imech, and you left your father and your mother, eres molatech, and the land of where you were born. V'telchi el am asher lo yadat, and you went to a nation that you don't know, you didn't know them, temot shilshom, yesterday and day before. So yeshalem Hashem ba'olech, Hashem should pay your reward, and your reward should be complete, full from Hashem, the same Hashem that you came to to take protection under his wings. But Tomer, and she answered back, I found favors in your eyes, Adoni, my master, Kini Chamtoni, you comforted me, and you spoke on my heart, the heart of your maid. I'm not even like one of your maids. You understand? She is Bad Melech. She's a daughter of Melech. Not only she's walking around in the fields like a beggar, and this guy was doing her a favor, all of a sudden she says, I'm not even like one of your maids. I'm a nobody. Vayomer la Boaz. And Boaz said to her, Le'ed ha'ochel, at the time of eating, he said to her, Goshi, come close. Goshi halom, come close here. Ve'achad min alechem, eat from the bread. Ve'tavat pitech b'chometz, dip your bread into vinegar, because we're going to see later on when it's hot, vinegar is good. Ve'teshev mitzad ha'kotrim, and she sat on the side of the harvesters. Ve'yitzbod la'kali, and they roasted for her roasted grains. Ve'tochal batisba batotar, she ate and she got full, and even she had leftover. And there is more to this perek, but we're gonna, let's go quickly. We'll just finish it up, because I want the picture before we pasuk tetvav. Batakum lelaket, and she got up to collect more. And Boaz said to his, I'm not going to read. I'm just going to translate. So you just follow. Pasuk Tetvav. Boaz said to his men, "Gam ben ha'omarim telakit. Let her collect anywhere. Alvelo tachlimua. Don't embarrass her. Whatever she picks up, don't bother her. Begam shol b'sholulan. Even drop, deliberately, drop some from your hand, and let go of her. Let her collect, and don't scream at her. And she collected in the field till the evening. And she gathered whatever she had collected, and it came out to be ke'efa seorim. Right?
It's a lot, right?
It's a lot. Efa seorim is a lot of barley. How much barley is efa seorim? Omer asirid ha'efahu. Omer is a tenth of an efah. How much is Omer? Omer is the amount of flour that a lady will make, will be mafresh challah from. According to Rav Ovadia, the amount of flour that a lady is obligated to be mafresh challah from, which is the amount of Omer, is 3 pounds and a little bit. Right? 1,560 grams, which is a kilo and a half, basically, which is 3 pounds and more, between 3 and 4 pounds. Okay? So, 10 times. That means she gathered almost 35, 36 pounds. That's a lot of, a big bag of flour, it's like 25 pounds. This is like 35 pounds. So that's what she gathered. And she picked it up, and she came to the city. And her mother-in-law saw her, what she collected. And she went out, and she brought out, and she gave, not only she gave her what she collected, she even gave her mother-in-law the leftover from her lunch. That she had leftover from her lunch. And her mother-in-law said, "Where did you collect today? Where did you do all these things? Whoever recognized you, whoever did you a favor, should be blessed." And she said to her mother-in-law, what happened with her, you know, the one who did it. And she said, the name of the person that I worked by was Boaz. And Naomi said, "Boaz, Baruch Hu Hashem, he should be blessed, because Hashem did not leave his favor from Hachaim v'Ametim." All of a sudden, Hashem's favor is back on the dead people, her husband and her sons, and on the live people, herself and her daughter-in-law. Hashem's chesed is still there. So I thought everything is gone and finished, and Mara and no Naomi and everything is gone. No, Hashem lo adav chasdo. His chesed is still there. And Naomi said to Ruth, Karov lanu ha'ish, he is one of our relatives. Mi go'alenuhu, he's one of our goels. We'll talk about what goel is, the one who a redeemer. And Ruth Hamoaviah said that not only he gave me all this, he also told me that I should stick with his workers till the end of the harvest, which means I could go back tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And Naomi said to Ruth, good, my daughter, it's better that you should stick with these guys, they're not going to touch you in other fields. It's better to stick over here and not go somewhere else, and so nobody else should touch you. And she batit back with Na'arot Boaz, and she joined Na'arot of Boaz, the girl workers of Boaz, to collect till the end of Ketzir Seorim and Ketzir Chitim, meaning the whole days of Omer. She started from Pesach time, and she continued till Shavuot time. Right? That's another reason why we read Ruth on Shavuot, because it's all that time. That's a Ketzir Chitim Shavuot time. Every time she came back and she gave it back to her mother-in-law. Now, there is one thing that I wanted you to have noticed. How many times we keep coming back to the word matitbak. Titbak, titbakin, titbak, right? I mentioned to you that she's called a debuka. Yavo b'neha debuka, the one who joins, the one who connects. And you have the same word, repeat it again and again and again about her, because she's a debuka. And that, we need that for later on with us. Okay, so next time, Ezer Hashem will cover Mefarshim on this
mission. What does that mean they're touching?
Next time, Thursday night.
What does that mean they're touching? Where's that?
Questions.
What does that mean they're touching?
They're touching. Nobody to touch you.
What they're going to do?
Because there's a, I don't know what they're going to do to her.
Imagine they're going to do something to her.
They might do something to her. You know, not everybody, what do you mean? Not everybody is a tzaddik yesod olam. There is a shayla of yichud, there are other shaylas the person has to be careful. So, you're gonna go around, I don't know what kind of people are gonna be harvesters. You don't know what kind of people are out there. Well, everybody is, careful. Right, and he has issues. So, if you stay over here, Boaz will make sure that you'll be safe. No problem.
His wife passed away, he's gonna have to switch it up.
Oh yeah, who said it was the next day?
He said.
Is it the next day?
Said.
No. Kibbutz Shom means like before.
It's just like
the Am, the nation like that you never knew before. Yeah, that's right.
Not like
that's
literally
right.
Tomorrow.
But this malach is very hard.
Hard malach. Yes. If you like to ask questions,